Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
And Pastor Munga, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my brother, and how are you today?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
We are doing very well. How are you doing there?
Lovely, cannot complain. God is good indeed. Well, we are concluding.
We're concluding
our discussion on discerning God's will for one's life. And it is important but to know God's will, definitely. I mean, Christ said that his true relations are those who know and do the Father's will. Now, it says in Mark 3:35, whoever does God's will is my brother and my sister and mother. In the parable of the two sons, Christ rebukes the chief priests and elders for failing to do the will of the Father. So I want to conclude this very important discussion on discerning the will of God for our lives. Pastor, how can we tell the difference between God's will and our personal desires? Is it obvious difference? Is there an obvious difference?
Of course, the difference is there. But the key thing that we can underline, as we mentioned, that is that, like we mentioned part yesterday, that when we know God, that is through studying His Word, and also through prayer, we will be able to know that this is what God wants me to do, and this is not what He wants me to do. Mm. That is very important for us. When we know Him, when we know His voice, that is through studying the way that guy I have mentioned, we'll be able to know what this person is saying. Because like we said yesterday, your will can be known through your friend. I can come, brother Lotte, I think you are good at this. Yes, you are trying to do this, but you are good at this. And then you take it that way. But how are you able to know that what this person is saying, this is what God's will is? Because you know, you are used to hearing His voice. Like I said, through the study of His, through the study of the Word, we are able to know. We get used to Him, how He has dealt with people of the old, how He's dealing with the people now. Then we're able to know, this is how He dealt with Abraham. This is how He dealt with Isaac. This is how He dealt with Jacob. And this should be His way.
Yeah. Is there a chance that what I wish for my life and will coincides with what God wills for me?
There is. Because like we read in James, where it says every good gift comes from God. Anything good that you want to do, that desire comes only from God. On our own, we can't know that this is what I'm supposed to do. So as we walk with Him, finally, it comes that your will and His will become one. Because you are in Him. You remember in John 15, where it says, abide in me and me in you. Like the process of grafting, where you cut what is growing down here is a lemon. Then you cut it here, you bring a small branch of an orange, and then you put it there. You graft it. And finally, it becomes one thing. At the end of the day, when the tree grows, you can't say, no, we cut it from here to make this. No. It has now become just one thing. His will and your will. You are doing something. Paul also mentioned in Galatians 2, verse 20, where it says, it is Christ who is living in me, who is doing these things. It's not me.
True. Now, how do we continue to persist in prayer, through the perceived silence of God? You know, sometimes you pray and looking really for, answers in terms of what is it that you will for me, Lord. But we do know that sometimes God can really, really, really be silent. How do we then continue to persist in that situation?
In Galatians chapter 5, there are 5 verse 22, 23, there are one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is patience. I look at that man whom Christ found with an issue in the before Bethsaida. The Bible says he was 38 years. Now, that is not a short time. It's when you are sick, and then on the 38th year, that's when he meets this, that's when Jesus comes to him. So we need to pray for patience. As human beings, we want things now. Actually, we wanted them yesterday. It's like even when we say, even whatever you pray for, whatever you want, it's like you want to get it that someday. But as human beings, we need the patience. And that patience, we can only get it from God. It's not that God is silent, but God cannot, let me say, like we mentioned the other day, that he is not answerable to us, that he can give us the details about this. But what is key is that when you have prayed, you have talked to God. And when you have talked to God, you are done. He knows and he will do it. He has promised that he will be with you. I like the Jewish way of thinking. They look at who has promised. If the person who has promised is someone you trust, you don't have to worry about when. If the person who has, no wonder we find even, look at the time that Christ was born, and the, when the promise was made in the Garden of Eden, 4,000 years. And they are saying, is he the one coming? Is this one, remember when they sent some people to Jesus, say, can you go and find out from him? Is he the one? They had been waiting for 4,000 years. This generation goes, and they tell that next generation, the other generation, the other generation. Patience. So God is never silent, but we may not know what he's doing behind the scenes.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, yes. Now, what are some ways to stay active and engaged while waiting for, you know, direction? You know, because you're saying that the when does not matter. As long as we have prayed, we know that he's going to be coming. And I take that, I accept that. But then what? How do we then stay active and engaged while waiting?
Thank you very much. God always uses people who are busy. Look at the life of David. When Samuel went to anoint the king, he was just told, you go to the home of Jesse, you anoint the king. All the elder brothers of David were at home doing nothing. But where was David found? He was out there looking after sheep. He was not even one of those who were at home. He was out there. So even as we wait for God to give us direction, we can continue working. You've also find the same pattern, actually, like in Acts chapter 16, where the Bible says Paul wanted to go to this area. The Holy Spirit said, don't go to that area. He tried to go to another area, said, don't go to that area, until he saw a vision in the night. So we remain busy. And as we remain busy, God finds us in these busy schedules. Look at the fishermen. All those disciples, these were found fishing. The other one was a tax collector working for the revenue authority. They were busy doing something. And as they are busy doing something, God finds them there and he picks them from there.
So we're basically, don't wait and sit and say, no, I'm waiting for God. He's going to come. But do something. Get busy, and God is going to find you on the way.
And that's what has happened to all the people that he has called. They were busy. They were doing something. And as we are busy, God will meet us. And at times, he may even use maybe a workmate or someone you meet, and then he will direct you. This is the way that you do. I must be quick to mention it. In 2009, when I was in Namibia, at church there, I met this pastor, and I asked him, how did you join the Seventh-day Adventist Church? And Pastor Ferris, he's dead, he is late now, the late Pastor Ferris, he said, he was working for the government. They were assigned to go and work in some place. They went to this home to inspect this home. I think their owner had left or so. So he says, while I was there, I found this book, this little book, The Steps to Christ. He was not an Adventist. He says, I picked this book.
Mm.
Says, when I picked this book, I heard a voice say, read this book, not in a dream, during the day. He's working for the government. He's doing what he was doing. Says, immediately I picked this book, Steps to Christ, I heard a voice say, read this book.
Mm.
And he says, I read that book, finished it. And when I finished reading this book, I started looking for the church that is behind this book, Steps to Christ.
Mm.
Says, I did not only join the Seventh-day Adventist Church, but I became a pastor.
Mm.
God spoke to him directly.
Yeah, yeah.
Read this. As he was doing that, then he finds God's way.
Mm.
So he may not do it the same way with all of us,
yeah,
but he will come through.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm actually thinking, you know, Sarah and Abraham got a promise from God, and they waited, and they waited, and they waited until they thought, no, man. And Sarah actually decided, you know what, let's make a plan. This thing is not going to be happening because we've been now waiting for years and the promised son is not coming. And so, of course, they make a plan and Ishmael comes. How do we avoid making such decisions out of impatience during the waiting period?
Like we have said at the beginning, we need to pray for God for patience. God, give me the patience to wait upon your promises. Mm-hmm. You have said that, ask and you will be given. Knock and you will find. So we need to pray to God for patience.
Mm-hmm.
Why impatience is very expensive? Look at Abraham. From the time that Ishmael was born, it took 13 years for Isaac to be born. God waited for Abraham. The Bible tells us there in Hebrews 11, verse 11, that when Sarah judged him faith who had promised, she conceived.
Mm.
So they needed patience. We also need to pray. We are not born patient. Be patient. No. This is something that we have to pray for. And it's a promise that we find in the Bible that the fruit of the Holy Spirit, one of them, is patience. Human beings, we want things now. Actually, we want them yesterday. But we need the patience. No wonder we see it even in our lives. A child takes 9 months to be born. Patience. We need to pray for it.
Mm. Well, Pastor, I must ask you to please but do some final remarks. We've talked the whole week and we've come in and day out this particular week talking about this subject, discerning God's will for our lives. What is it that you want to impress upon the minds of the listeners, but that after all is said and done, this is what we should never forget?
Thank you. In the first place, we must never forget that God created us.
Mm.
And no human being was created as an accident. God has got a purpose for each and every human being that he created.
Mm-hmm.
And it is our duty to find out from God that he can guide us according to his promises. I will guide the steps of a righteous person. It is our duty to find out from God through reading his word, through prayer, that he can guide us to do his will. When you are doing the will of God, your mind is at peace. You have got a peace of mind when you are in the will of God. Outside the will of God, there is no peace. Abraham and Sarah, like you give an example, they tried it. Immediately they deviated from God's plan. There was no peace in the home. There was chaos in the home. But when we are moving in God's will, then we have a peace of mind. Above all, let us pray for patience that God can give us. Patience, he promised it. He can give us the patience to wait upon his promises. Finally, the promises of God are sure. The promises of God are certain. He will guide us. Thank you.
Beautiful stuff there, Pastor Munga. Thank you so much for joining us this particular week. I do pray that the Lord, the Most High, be with you, protect you and keep you. And as you enter the Sabbath rest, may he be with you and your family. Blessings to you and until we speak again.
Thank you, my brother. May God shine upon your face and the listeners and everyone God be with you too.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.